Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
You know, I consider myself pretty darn savvy when it comes to natural living and health, but you know, Andrea, until you opened my eyes, I had no idea about the dangers of chemicals in our feminine hygiene products. I never thought about that when I was picking out my pads or tampons. So what is going on?
Very scary stuff, Lisa. So when we were writing our book, Label Lessons, we found out that companies don't have to disclose the ingredients in feminine care products, specifically tampons and pads, because they're considered to be medical devices. So there's a label loophole that allows these companies to get away without having to tell us what's in the products we're using on a monthly basis. It's so aggravating.
I know. So what you did, and I said, I know, I mean, it's like, my head is going to explode. When I saw that video where you lit the natural pad, you'll tell us about that, and the regular pad on fire. And I was like, how much black smoke can come out of one little menstrual pad? Holy moly, tell us about this.
Well, you know what? Yes, it's very frustrating. So because companies don't have to disclose the ingredients, we're kind of left to our own way of doing things in terms of figuring it out, right? So if nobody's telling us, well, we thought let's do an experiment to see for ourselves and watch it and just observe. So we decided to light sanitary pads on fire. We took a conventional pad and we lit it on fire, and we also took an organic pad. We took a nature care pad and lit that one on fire. And the differences are unbelievably amazing. I definitely, you know, highly recommend anybody listening to check it out on YouTube. You can also find it on our website at naturallysavvy.com. The black smoke, the fusing of the chemicals to the plate. I mean, it killed our plate. Our plate turned completely black. It was fascinating, and it really opened up. I've been using natural and organic. I've been using organic tampons and pads for over 10 years now. So for me, it wasn't something that I was using, but in terms of learning and seeing with my own eyes, our eyes were burning. I mean, our noses were burning. It was pretty incredible.
Well, that's why I feel kind of silly, because I live such a natural lifestyle. And for some reason, that kind of slipped through the cracks. And I bet, Andrea, I'm not alone. I bet there's a lot of people listening who really take care of their health, but really didn't think about what's in their pads. I never thought about it before.
You know what? You are absolutely not alone. And most people don't. It's so interesting. And the feedback that we received, you know, on our website and the comments is a lot of people, you know, didn't realize it and didn't pay attention. Because I think our biggest focus is, especially when you're starting to live a natural lifestyle, is food, right? We want to look at what we're putting into our body from, you know, the top level, from our head, you know, from where we're eating, our mouth, right? As opposed to, you know, the bottom half of our body. So, you know, most of us don't really think about it, but the truth is we need to start thinking about it. And as women, we need to be angry. We really need to be angry at, you know, companies that, you know, and it's not even at the companies. It's the fact that we need to be angry about the fact that this is even allowed to happen. So what we're trying to do is we started a petition for Procter & Gamble and asking them to disclose their ingredients in their Always Infinity pads, because that's the pad that really is a mystery to us. We do know that sanitary pads are made mostly from crude oil plastic, so they do contain a lot of plastic and very no cotton at all, really. So what we know, you know, we're just asking these companies, it's fine, you know, if you're not going to take the chemicals out, that's another conversation, but at least tell us what we're putting into our body every month. That's the part we want to be angry about.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I was just thinking of the pads, but what about the tampons? I mean, that's really scary. Are there all kinds of are there all kinds of chemicals in those too?
Well, the issue with tampons is that they're a blend, conventional tampons, is that they're a blend of synthetic rayon, so of rayon and cotton. And the reason why they're a blend is because they're cheaper to produce, and it has a higher capacity for absorbing the liquid. So, you know, when women are have their monthly cycle and they're bleeding, it can absorb a lot more liquid. So that's really where the issue is. And what we found was I conducted an experiment on our website, and I left two different types of pads in water overnight. And what we looked for was, because we've heard, is that sometimes the rayon fibers start to detach from the tampon itself. And these fibers are left inside our body and could lead to a host of issues. So toxic shock syndrome is a big issue with tampons. And also it becomes a breeding ground for bacteria. So that's kind of, you know, related to the toxic shock syndrome. So, you know, that's the issue with tampons and the bleaching process. So nowadays, the EPA now outlawed chlorine bleaching, but they're using chlorine dioxide. Now, it's technically chlorine-free, but it still produces dioxins as a byproduct. And we know that dioxins can cause cancer and other and a host of other, you know, illnesses. So this is why it's so important that we use organic versions or even cloth. There are a lot of great cloth, you know, pads out there that can help absorb the liquid, but don't use any of these dangerous chemicals.
Now, have you ever tried one of those cups? Is this too personal? Or if anyone out there, maybe you can, you know, email us or get back to us. But I've seen those cups at the health food store that you kind of put in and captures the fluid. Have you tried those, or do you know anyone who's tried those?
It's called the Diva Cup. Yeah, it's called the Diva Cup. I have not, I have not tried it myself yet. Although I have been asked many times if I have. We do have samples in our office. They did send us some. The nice people from the Diva Cup did send us some, but I haven't tried them yet. But I've heard rave reviews about it. Same for Luna Pads. You know, I'm a big Nature Care fan, which is the more the throwaway tampon and pads, the convenience. But, you know, I think anything other than the conventional tampons and pads is the way to go, because at least we know that we're not putting chemicals onto our body or near our body or into our body every single month. And the other issue with tampons is that cotton itself, so most tampons, so it could either be 100% cotton or a blend, are made with cotton, right? So cotton is one of the most heavily sprayed crops in the world. So, you know, what about the pesticides? Are there pesticides on these products? So these are just things we need to be aware of, and genetically modified. You know, are they GMOs that we're putting into our body? Because cotton is 94% of all the cotton in the United States is genetically modified. So these are just some questions that are raised that we just need to be mindful of.
Yeah, we definitely do. Gosh, wow, you got me thinking. I didn't even think about the pesticides with the cotton. Wow. Now, you know, if you send me one of those Diva cups, I'll try it and I'll let people know.
I could ask the, you know, the people from Diva Cup to send you one. Yeah. I mean, I heard great things about it. I haven't tried it myself, but it is definitely an option, you know, if you're looking for something that's a little bit different and chemical free.
Yeah. You know what I think is so scary too is, you know, if you watch the commercials nowadays for the mainstream tampons and pads, I mean, everyone's having a party, everyone's having fun, everyone's young and gorgeous, and they're all sleek and they're fancy. And it's just like, we're all, you know, mesmerized by the glitter and the glam of the tampon, you know, it's just a flipping tampon, you know what I mean? But it just, it murkies the waters.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I mean, obviously they're convenient for us, right? Where we've come a long way since, you know, the olden days when, you know, or the time when we weren't, you know, have this convenience. We can go swimming, we can live our life, we can go about our daily, you know, living, right? So they definitely make it, you know, more convenient for us. But you know, we just need to be mindful again what are the chemicals in it, and just make better choices. Again, it always comes down to making better, healthier choices and avoiding chemicals whenever we can, because truthfully, chemicals are omnipresent, right? They're everywhere. So, you know, it's hard to avoid them. We don't live in a bubble. At least, you know, most of us don't live in a bubble. And, you know, so it's a matter of, you know, making these choices. So if we can make a choice to avoid them whenever we can, that's within our control, then that's what we need to be, you know, mindful of and make these better choices.
Yeah, I totally agree. Tell us again, Andrea, where we can find this on naturallysavvy.com, because it is definitely worth watching. I mean, it's like a must watch kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to naturallysavvy.com and on the marquee on the homepage, you'll see that there is an article that says feminine hygiene products with toxic implications. If you click on that, you will see right at the top, there is a video that we posted. There's, you know, over 20,000 views of this video, and it's definitely caused a stir and made people very aware about what's, you know, what's going on with this, with conventional tampons and pads. So absolutely have a look, leave a comment and tell us what you think and what type of, you know, pads and tampons you use. So it's very important to be mindful of it. Until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and RadioMD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Cheers to good health.